News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, let's go to that story about the Scottish Football Association finalising plans to ban heading the ball for kids playing football under the age of 12. Kenny Cunningham, former Irish captain, a man who's headed a fair few footballs in his time, I'd say, I'd venture to suggest. Is it a good idea, Kenny?
Morning, lads. I think it makes a little bit of sense, lads. This story's been growing over the past couple of years. And there's a bit of a knees around the place in terms of some of the data coming out, in terms of kind of continuous heading of the football over a long period of time. So I think we're pretty, until I think the authorities are sure as to the effect of that, I think it's probably a sensible measure to indicate that associations are maybe going to limit the amount of time, particularly younger kids whose kind of bodies and brain in particular is kind of growing and developing, lads, limit the number of times maybe they're heading the football during their development years.
Yeah, I mean, look, anyone who's played football, you played it at the highest level, but anyone who's played football will remember, particularly as a kid, heading a football and, you know, a kick out or something. You would have played centre half, so I'm sure you would have headed the ball a lot. Yeah. And sort of seeing stars or whatever, if you got it wrong. So, I mean, looking back, I think of some of the times I headed the ball, definitely not good for you when you think back on it.
No, well, I think you're right, actually. There's that kind of gut feeling when this kind of data started coming out a couple of years ago over in the UK. Was kind of the issue surrounding the story of Jess Aspel, actually, famous West Bromwich footballer. So that's when the discussion started to take place. And yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I would say, though, I could never envisage a day when kind of taking on to another level, kind of professional football was at a stage where you couldn't head the football. For me, I mean, that would be obviously a step too far. I mean, the game wouldn't be the game of football anymore. So I don't think we'll ever arrive at that eventuality. But at the age that the Scottish FA are talking about, those kind of development years, like I said, under 12, I think there's a way around it. I still don't know how that would be implemented, lads, even the game of under 11, under 12 football, where you can't actually head the football in competitive football. I don't know whether it's going to extend to that. I think you'd limit the amount of times young children head the ball in practice. In a structured coaching environment, in terms of, like, well, you know, we're not going to head the ball. But in terms of any kind of competitive game, even on the 11-12 level, I'd be interested to see how you would actually go about telling children not to head the football or even to penalise
kids. Tricky.
Yeah. In practical terms, I'm not too sure how it would operate, but that's the discussion going forward. But in terms of the principle, lads, I think it's fair. I think more data comes out. I think until the research is more clear, I think it's only a sensible option for kids of that age, like I said, whose kind of brains are developing. I think it's right to err on the side of caution. We might see this rolled out in different football associations going forward.
All right, sensible view. Kenny, thanks indeed for talking to us. Kenny Cunningham there, former Ireland captain. Thanks indeed for that.